The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I listen to you guys every morning. You guys make me laugh. Oh, I think you guys are hilarious.
Hey, girl, hey.
Y94.
That is the sound of a Morning Playhouse flush, the format Friday. Y94, the number one hit music station. We are Zero, Rad, and Maggie. Pick your purse. We do it at 7:10. Now, I want to make sure I don't say something that isn't accurate. Well, if I look at the purse boutique, I see how many purses?
One.
Are you trying to tell me and pick a purse? There is one purse left?
There is only one left.
One purse left at Y94.com to be picked. It could be yours at 7:10, though there is five more beautiful handbags that we're going to have with us to give away to whoever might like to show up and try to win one of these at our first ever Y94 purse party powered by Stop and Go at the Wild Vine at the Hub, which is a week from today, next Friday at the Wild Vine. Five beautiful handbags you can win. Come swing by, hang out with us. We had to get tuxes and a dress for the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the dress, they're in the tuxes.
Yes, this is true.
We absolutely cannot wait for our first ever purse party. Details at Y94.com. However, as far as the purse boutique at Y94.com goes, one more. Maybe you'll win it at 7:10 a.m. So we have for today a collection of love letters to Maggie, a segment we haven't done in a while, in which people that are really desperately crushing on Maggie send in little notes on Facebook and through email, and we collect them, and every so often we like to share them on the show. The humor being, Maggie's not available. And even if she was, I don't think that most of these messages would work. However, we get into work this morning, and we log into the Playhouse Facebook page, and we have a couple of people sending us a link to this Craigslist post. And as we re-miss connections on the show all the time, like once a week, well, under misconnections, there is, I think this is your third. You've gotten a couple of misconnections written about you. As far as I know, you haven't actually known any of the people.
No.
Now, a few of them have been kind of over the top and desperately wanting to get radio airtime, I think. They just wanted to post something that we would notice. This one, it reads as kind of, it's a little bit creepy. It is creepy, but it doesn't read as like, I'm going to post this so they talk about me. It kind of legitimately reads as, I have a crush from the girl from the radio. I really want to be with her. I hope she sees this. It actually seems like someone that might genuinely be interested, which is a first for you.
It is a first, yes.
Now, we didn't let you read it. Rad is going to read it to you now. Are you ready for this? Because you've been looking at the Facebook page. Everybody that has been looking at this is kind of creeped out.
Yes.
Rad, let me get you some appropriate music.
Okay.
Rad reading the misconnection posted about Maggie.
Maggie May, man for woman, 28 Fargo. Wake up, Maggie. I got something to say to you. LOL. We have met many times, but the sad thing is, I don't think you even know who I am. You work in radio communications, so I know you meet a lot of people at your corporate events, etc. So keeping track of all of them is probably difficult. The thing is, I just want you to remember my name, my face, because yours is burned into my brain forever. You are unforgettable, and because of you, I now understand the concept of a smile that brightens others' days. You are amazing. Your soft laughter every morning is what starts my day. Without it, I would quite truly be lost. I don't think you will ever understand what you mean to me. I know you are with someone else. I believe it is serious. But what you need to understand is that just because you are with someone does not make it the right someone. You don't understand how well you and I would work together. It is so hard to know so much about somebody, to feel like you know everything about them, but have them know nothing about you. I know your likes and your dislikes, your fears, and what brings you joy, but you don't even know my name. Go on one dinner with me. Say my name with your soft, angelic voice. Make polite conversation. And if you feel nothing, I understand. It's okay. I'll get over it. All I want is the chance to see if you can connect to me the way I have already connected to you. Souls are like magnets, Maggie, and yours has drawn mine in. I pray that you can feel it too. I will have my chance. If there is such a thing as karma, destiny, and true love, I will get my chance to show you how much we belong together. Be on the lookout for a special gift, my dear friend. Even if nothing happens between us, it's a token of my appreciation for you. Thank you for the smiles and laughter you bring to my life.
What are your thoughts on that?
Oh my God.
I think it sends you a finger.
Thoroughly creeped out right now. Like, at first it started off kind of sweet, whatever, but it took a whole different turn towards the end of that.
The creepy thing about a profession such as this, and you were probably not really prepared for this because we grabbed you from our front desk reception area and just kind of threw you into the deep end here.
Right.
When we share these stories about our lives and talk about our experiences, it does create this perception, like, I feel like I know you. And in his instance, he's taken that to, like, a new level.
Yes. Like, I know you, and I will find you.
I know you.
Oh, my
God.
I'm going
to find you, and I know we're perfect for each other. But you see what I mean, where that one, unlike ones that you've gotten in the past, actually kind of reads like somebody that genuinely is interested.
Right.
I can't wait to see what your special gift is.
I'm a little terrified.
I think it's going to be a lock of his hair. Very excited. I'm excited, but also glad that we have security doors.
Yes.
Here at the Playhouse Studios. I think you should not take a direct route home for a few days.
Oh, God.
Just kind of throwing it out there. Now, I wish I could say that is the only creepy Maggie letter that has come our way. But as I said earlier, we had already had a collection of love letters to Maggie that we wanted to share on the show before this even happened. I think if anything's being done this morning, we're telling women do not pursue a career in radio. Because this is what happens. If you think that's the creepiest thing Maggie's going to hear today, you are so wrong.
Flush the Format Friday.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94. You got a
Spice Girls in a Playhouse Flush the Format Friday. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Zero, Rad, and Maggie. Shared with you a few minutes ago a misconnection from Craigslist written about our very own Maggie. We're very excited to see what her special gift is.
I'm not.
Well, I'm excited. Rat's excited. Maggie's less excited. If you missed it, we have it already posted in the blogs for you, so you can go look at it at y94.com. It had kind of eerie timing, really, because we'd already had planned for the show love letters to Maggie, which we haven't done in a while. Mm-hmm. Now, the idea is just being the female of the radio station. Well, I guess we've added one now. Look, we got another one.
Yay!
But being the girl from the female of the Playhouse. She gets a lot of kind of unwanted attention. Now, some of these are clearly written by people that just want to get read on the show,
right.
I think. Some of these are people that genuinely have interest in you, and you got to kind of filter those out on your own. Again, you can send your love letters via Facebook, email, whatever you want to do to get them to Maggie. Just understand she is taken and has no interest in you, but we do enjoy your letters.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse presents Love Letters to Maggie.
Jason says, Dear Maggie, I'm so glad to inform you that I've fallen in love with you since the first day when I met you. I would like to present myself as a prospective lover. Who says that?
Right?
Our love affair would be on probation for a period of 2 months. Upon completion of probation, there will be a performance appraisal, leading to promotion from lover to spouse.
Oh my.
Almost sounds like a job interview.
I know.
Hank says, Maggie, my precious, precious Maggie, I don't know if you like bearskin rugs. If you do, I'm quite large and rather hairy, so lying on me would be quite similar.
Ew.
If you want to be warm this winter, hit me up. Interesting?
That's gross. No. No, thank you.
Got a pretty big, burly guy at home there, Hank.
Mm-hmm.
Steven says in love letters to Maggie, Maggie, I've just realized that it's too hard for me to stay away from you. Normally, I'm okay, but at nighttime, it just becomes too much for me to bear. I cannot sleep because I'm thinking of you. I just have to share with you that sacred part of my life, the thoughts I think that everyone has but does not always say. I love you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh,
this is a bad day for you.
It is not starting out very well.
It's a bad day to be Maggie.
God. And I have to give away my last purse today.
You, what you got to do is you got to start dressing so nice. Because you're a very attractive woman. You got to ugly yourself up a little bit.
I got to uggle myself up.
I'll try to help you.
Yeah, we can give advice on that.
We'll loan you some clothes.
Perfect.
And Kevin says, Maggie, I want you with every fiber of my being. Fiber. I've recently learned is quite good for you. I believe it was a Special K cereal commercial from which I learned that information, that fiber is indeed good for you. I hope that you and I can complete this Special K challenge together and have something very special together, okay? My name is Kevin, so you can call me Special K if you want to.
Oh my.
I like the attempt at some humor there.
Tyler says,
moral fiber. Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Tyler says, Maggie, I heard you were stifling the other day, but I'm too lazy to get a flu shot. Would you lick my face?
What? Would you lick my face? Gross.
There's only two more, if it makes you feel better.
Okay, good. Let's get this over with.
Matthew says, Maggie, I know you're taken, and I do understand. Yet I hope we can find a way to finish our lives together. I want to grow old with you and do what old people do, whatever that might be. I would treasure you until your very last breath. I don't know if this one's meant to be creepy. It is. I hope that someone so beautiful, so passionate and giving will get all they want out of life. Know that what I want is you. Your incredible spirit does not go unnoticed. Not by me. Anybody else kind of just want to give Maggie a hug right now? Not because they're in love with her, but because they feel bad for her. I just feel bad for you today.
I know. Like, some of these are just like, they take it that extra step. Like, your spirit? My spirit? Why are you talking about my spirit? Leave me alone.
Well, I'll tell you this, Maggie. This last guy ain't talking about your spirit at all. You ready? It's a quick one. Craig says in love letters to Maggie, Maggie, you got a nice pair of girls on you considering you are so small.
I'm proportionate. Oh, my. Well, at least he wasn't talking about my spirit.
Nope. Just your boobs.
Just the girls.
Just the boobs.
This has been Love Letters to Maggie.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse presents Love Letters to Maggie.
I don't often just feel bad for you today. I feel real awful.
It's just so awkward.
I promise you, we don't have... I think that is the only Maggie-intensive content we have today. Mm-hmm. We just did it all in one chunk of time.
Just get it over with.
Get all the creepy Maggie stuff out of the way. It's done. We can move on with our Friday.
Let's move on, please.
More Flush Format Friday. Hootie and the Blowfish in a bit. About 8 minutes from now, we got the loser line. I feel like we just met a lot of guys that would get the loser line
yes,
number.
Yes, they would.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You're sleeping together?
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
I mean, it's been a will they or won't they since they met.
Y94.